Everyone at Your Five for Today sends love, condolences and heartfelt sympathy to Her Majesty the Queen and the Royal Family at the sad passing of His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, Earl of Meirionnydd and Baron Greenwich. Born His Royal Highness Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark on the island of Corfu, he had to flee for his life with his parents when he was barely 2 years of age. The man who once described himself as a discredited Balkan prince of no particular merit or distinction, the Duke of Edinburgh played a key role in the development of the modern monarchy in Britain. He lived a life of relentless royal duty, relinquishing his naval career to immerse himself in national life and carving out a unique public role. He could be blunt and outspoken, but he was also charming, engaging and witty, which is no doubt why the young Princess Elizabeth was smitten when she first met her future husband. At the time of their golden wedding anniversary, the Queen said, "He has, quite simply, been my strength and stay all these years, and I and his whole family, and this and many other countries, owe him a debt greater than he would ever claim, or we shall ever know." Now, the bell finally tolls for the man who spent more than 73 years married to the Queen. Although his death was not unexpected, it sends an abrupt, sombre and resonant message to millions of people in all corners of Britain. The Duke's passing is not merely a reminder of the reality of death itself, but it's also a reminder that every one of us needs to prepare in advance for the appointment we all will have one day with our Maker. The Duke's death is first and above all a personal event for his family and especially for the Queen. However much any death may be anticipated, such an event is never negligible for the bereaved when the moment finally comes. This death, coming as it does when life is being lived in close family and household groups, will strike particularly hard. In many respects, a gulf normally separates the lives and habits of the royal family from those of other families in this country. In this experience, however, other families can today see themselves, their own bereavements and their own losses and sadnesses reflected. That is one of the reasons why this death is indeed a national event for Britain. Coming as it does just a week after we remember the events of the first Good Friday, Her Majesty the Queen, together with Christians around the world, can rest with amazing comfort in the finished work of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of Man, the Prince of Peace, the Eternal Son of the Living God, and King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Born in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord, he had to flee for his life with his earthly parents when he was barely 2 years of age. This man made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. He humbled himself. The Lord Jesus played the key role in the provision of forgiveness for the sins of the whole world, ancient and modern. He lived a life of relentless royal duty, laying aside his almighty power and glory to immerse himself in providing eternal life and carving out his unique role as Saviour of the world. He was frank and outspoken, but he was also compassionate, engaging and sympathetic, which is no doubt why the psalmist could exclaim that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. The world of human beings owes him a debt greater than we shall ever know or fully appreciate. The hymn writer Isaac Watts certainly got it right when he exclaimed, "But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe." Jesus came into the world so that each of us could know and understand God in a personal way. He alone can bring meaning and purpose to life. There may be hardships along the way, but we can trust God to be with us. The Lord Jesus Christ is God's solution to the problem of human imperfection and separation from God. Thankfully, because of Jesus' death on the cross, we do not have to be separated from God any longer. Jesus paid the price for our sin, and in so doing, bridged the gulf between us and God. That is one of the reasons why his death is not only a national event for Britain, but for the whole world. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you at this sad time.